Elizabeth Longo.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the 13th century monk, Meister Eckhart, said, if the only prayer you will ever say is thank you, that will be enough. There's something about opening ourselves up to the power of gratitude, of praising, of being grateful, of saying thank you, because it opens our hearts. And when our hearts are open, the door is open to possibilities, to infinite possibilities. So I want to begin here and now, and I'm going to invite you to help me create a field of infinite possibilities here where miracles can take place. Are you up for it?
Yes.
Okay. There's tremendous power right here in this room. That power is in each and every one that's here. So what I want you to do right now is claim that power. Breathe through your heart. Shh. See yourself opening a door to a beautiful light, the presence of who you are, the I am. And say, I am grateful to know this. I am grateful to know who I am. And I'm ready to shine my light. And we're going to do so by beginning to create the field of gratitude. Just begin saying, thank you. Turn to the person next to you and say, thank you for being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because we know that when two or more are gathered, this presence is amplified. And so we're creating a field of gratitude right now. And I want to take a moment to actually say thank you to everyone that serves here at Unity of Fort Lauderdale, to the prayer chaplains, to everyone that serves on Sunday morning. Stand. Oh, Unity of New York. But you know what? We are one wherever we are. So let's extend it to the unity movement, but let's begin with what's right here in front of us. If you are serving, have served in Unity of New York, please stand. Let's recognize you. My God, thank you, thank you, thank you for showing up and sharing your gifts and talents. And thank you to Britt. Thank you. I mean, this man works all the time to hold the consciousness.
That affirmation.
Okay, not that affirmation.
We're going to change that affirmation.
We're going to change that affirmation. Okay. But thank you for being who you are. Thank you for holding the consciousness. Thank you for Spiritus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everyone that makes up this amazing field that's right here. And so we're going to hold the truth for the person to your right, to your left, in front of you, behind you, and we're going to see spirit moving here today, healing whatever needs to be healed, releasing the past. Because, I mean, come on, look at this, these beautiful decorations. It's kind of, okay, wonderful. The season of the lights are here. The holidays are here. But it also means that the end of the year is also closely approaching. So this, to me, is a wonderful time to really do an inventory for the year and see what we must release right now so that we can open ourselves to greater and greater good in the coming year. And I know that the theme for this year is abundance. How is that going on for you? Good. Are you ready to have even a greater consciousness of abundance?
Yes.
Okay, so today let's set the intention of embodying abundance. How do we embody abundance? First, recognize that it's all God, all good, and always here in the present moment. Not in the past, not in the future, but here, right where you are, is the very center of existence, right where you are, is the door to all there is. So, we are swimming in an ocean of goodness, of invisible substance, everywhere present, unlimited, divine energy, Shakti. Do not be deceived by appearances. Everyone that we see, just another beautiful expression of the one. There's only one. And nothing is as solid as it seems. Right where we are, infinite abundance. It's like, you know, the story of the little fish that was looking everywhere for water, traveled the entire world, and came back home and realized all the time what he was looking for, he already had it. Everything we already have everything that we think we need. Because all we need is the awareness of this presence. So take a breath, come to the heart. And in an instant, we can change whatever may be going on inside of us if we take a breath and just come here where we have the stability of the presence. And then from here, set the intention of, I am going to live my life in abundance because I'm going to think from this consciousness. I'm going to speak from this consciousness because words have power. I'm going to open myself to feel from this consciousness. I'm going to open myself to see everyone from this awareness. Even if they're acting out, that means that they're just into their story. I'm going to see beyond that. And the people that push my buttons, God bless them. They're showing me my buttons because it's a friendly universe that will always give me exactly what I need. But I'm choosing to live my life in gratitude, totally centered in spirit. Ah, breathe from this place. Know that I don't have to live from a limited consciousness of poor little me. I'm opening my mind to the big mind, the mind of God, the heart of God, because I'm going to live my life wholeheartedly. You know, Brené Brown has done a lot of research on the power of vulnerability. And vulnerability is something that we've been conditioned to avoid because we want to be strong. But there is tremendous power in opening our hearts to everything, every feeling that comes and goes. Because when we open our hearts to vulnerability, we open our hearts to what is alive in us, to life, for the waters of spirit to come through us as us. So we want to open our hearts really, really wide and just say, thank you, God, for the good, for the bad, for everything that comes my way. Everything has a blessing. Breathing into that place where you know. Then we're alive. And live life more from a place of curiosity. And walking around just saying, thank you for this, thank you for that. Every morning, continue the gratitude challenge. The gratitude in every situation. Charles Fillmore, in the book Prosperity, said, the spiritual substance from which comes all visible wealth is never depleted. It is right where you are all the time and responds to your faith and your demands on it. It is not affected by our talk of hard times, though we are affected because our thoughts and words govern our demonstration. Pour your living words of faith into the omnipresent substance and you will be prospered, though all the banks in the world close their doors. Our prosperity does not rely on the outer circumstances. True freedom is living our life from within, trusting this presence in us to guide us moment by moment, breath by breath. And I'll tell you, in the 1933, in the middle of the Depression, chocolate chips were created, chocolate chip cookies, because Ruth Wakefield wanted to make chocolate cookies, but she didn't have baker chocolate with her, so she got a chocolate bar, cut it up, and mixed it up with her dough instead. And the rest is history. Nestle's bought it, the recipe. Same thing with laundromats. You know, this man noticed that only the wealthy could really wash their clothes with these powerful machines. So he said, I got four of these machines. I'm going to rent them for the hour. And that's how the laundromats came about. There is never, ever a lack of divine ideas. Divine ideas are always around us. Charles Fillmore says that that is God's currency. God's currency are divine ideas. But we must be open and receptive to it. And the only way that we're open and receptive to these divine ideas is if we are present, if we're fully here, if we're available to catch them. I want to think of divine ideas like little swift lights, little fairies around us. And, you know, we catch this divine idea, but what happens usually? Then the voice of the ego goes, oh, you're never going to do that. You don't have the skills, you don't have the money, you don't have this, blah, 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 blah. But somebody else will catch that divine idea. Why not you? So catch those divine ideas, and that's how the abundance of spirit continues to move in and through us. And Charles Fillmore also says, gratitude and thanksgiving are both necessary in demonstrating prosperity through divine law. Jesus, our way shower, he was a master of living in gratitude. Every time that he was going to do a healing or a miracle, what did he do? He said, thank you. Because he knew that it already existed in consciousness. Everything that we can think of already exists in consciousness. All we must do is take it in. If you have that divine idea, if you catch it, that's yours to do. Opening ourselves up to abundance is a moment-to-moment awareness that we live and move and have our being in this field of divine intelligence. Allowing that to live through us. You know, I'm reminded of this story of this woman that had Lou Gehrig's disease. It's a true story. And she was given a very short time to live. And she was okay with that. But she had this desire in her heart that she wanted more than anything in the world to know unconditional love. She realized that there was nothing that she loved, no one that she loved in the world. And she was a smart woman. And so she says, I know I have to make some changes in my life. And then she started noticing that every thought that was going through her mind was negative. So what she started doing was writing all those thoughts that would come to her mind and sitting with it until she can change that to a positive thought, until she can find something to be grateful for. And that's what she did day in and day out, changing her consciousness through the power of gratitude, finding something she was grateful for. Then one day, months went by, one day she wakes up and she said, peace. And she looks around, and she begins to notice beauty. And she begins to feel this warmth in her heart. And she realizes, I am knowing unconditional love. I am at peace. I feel the joy of spirit. And I can see that everything is really love when my heart is open. And so she said, now I can die. But what happened was she started getting better and better. The disease started reversing itself. And she was healed. So now she dedicates her life to teaching the medical profession that there is a connection between mind, body, and spirit. How could there not be a connection? There's only one life. There's no such thing as separation, only in our thinking. Now, here's the key. We cannot be in the flow of abundant life if we are clogged up emotionally. if we are clogged up emotionally, if we have not dealt with our past, if we have not dealt with the stuff that we're carrying, we're clogged up. You know what that's called? Spiritual constipation. And what's the power that's needed? The power of elimination. I want you to do me a favor right now. Take a breath. Inhale and hold it. Hold it. Hold it. At some point, you have to release it, right? In life, you can't hold on to anything. You have to be in the flow of taking in and release, in and out. It's all a flow, a divine flow. So, being emotionally clogged up acts like a dam around our hearts. It shuts life. The living, loving waters or spirit are shut out. And that dam can become like a brick wall all around you. So, from here till the end of the year, I'm going to invite you every day to see if there's anything going on that has to be released. Clean up, because it's all energy, all divine energy. But this divine energy needs to move. So we're either eliminating or creating. Eliminating, creating. We want to be in this field of moving energy. Divine alchemist. Because the universe is always, always willing and ready to fill everything. Remember, it is unlimited, infinite. So it's not a question of willingness. It is a question, are we available? If you go to this infinite ocean and you just go with a little cup, well, that's what you're going to get. Now, if you bring a big bathtub, that too will be filled. But we must first empty ourselves of what is no longer serving us. And you can't bypass the emotions. You know what spiritual bypass is? Because we love to do it in unity. Something upsets you, you're annoyed, you're bothered. It could be a little thing. And somebody tells, oh, it's okay, it's all in divine order. It's all God, it's all good. Yes, it's all God. Yes, it is all good. It's 100% true in the absolute. And yet, at the same time, we must deal with these emotions, these feelings that come up, these thoughts that come up. We have to work it out. Because if we stuff them, we limit our good. It acts around the heart, and we want to live wholeheartedly. The opposite of wholeheartedly is scarcity. And if we're really honest, you know, how many times in the morning we wake up and we say, I didn't get enough sleep. I don't have enough time. We're focusing on what we don't have, except of focusing on what we do have. And so the antidote is gratitude. Count your blessings. Count your blessings. Instead of focusing on what you don't have, you focus on what you do have. And, you know, when stuff is happening in your life, if you are going through hell, don't stop. Just keep on going. Keep on going. You don't want to build a condo in hell, right? Life happens, but we can still be grateful for what we do have. So could today be the day that we free our minds, free our hearts from any resentment, little or big, really release ourselves so that we can live life in the flow, opening up. Are you willing? Are you willing to be open and receptive to the living, loving waters? Okay. So I'm going to do a powerful prayer of forgiveness, but you must be willing. You must be willing to just be present to it. Open your heart. Hold the space for you and the people around you. It's a powerful Buddhist prayer of forgiveness. So this is, we're calling forth the power of elimination to release. So I'm going to invite you to close your eyes for a moment now. Take a breath. And just let these words resonate in your heart. If I have harmed anyone in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through my own confusions, I ask their forgiveness. If anyone has harmed me in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through their own confusions, I forgive them. And if there is any situation I am not yet ready to forgive, I forgive myself for that. For all the ways that I harm myself, negate, doubt, belittle myself, judge or be unkind to myself through my own confusions, I forgive myself. Take another deep breath. Let the breath settle in, allowing you to go more deeply. As you allow these words to be embodied in you, for I'm going to say them one more time. If I have harmed anyone in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through my confusions, I ask their forgiveness. If anyone has harmed me in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through their own confusions, I forgive them. And if there is a situation I am not yet ready to forgive, I forgive myself for that. For all the ways that I harm myself, negate, doubt, belittle myself, judge or be unkind to myself through my confusions, I forgive myself. Take a breath. Let it all go. One more breath. One more. And now in your heart, set the intention, I am willing, open, and available to live from infinite abundance. I am willing to be lived. And this power of gratitude opens the door to love, to joy, to peace, to possibilities. Whenever you're ready, begin to open your eyes. These words from Rumi, let them resonate in your heart. Rumi says, come, let's fall in love again. Let's turn all the dirt in the world to shiny gold. We can do that. Let's turn every thought of separation to love. Let us hold the space for our world, because our world really, really needs that. This has been a difficult year in many, many ways. Let's hold a field of possibilities. And it begins with each and every one of you, because the power of the living, loving God is saying in you, you are the one, you are the one. Let's make that commitment from here to the end of the year to live our lives in a power of praising, in the power of gratitude, in the power of knowing that everything we see is divine. And when something is not resonating, when we shut the door, take a moment to eliminate it and say, I release this. God, here it is. God is greater than any challenge that could happen in my life, and I am free. I'm here. I'm living my life with a grateful heart, and all I know is that in every situation I can say, thank you, God. Because there is a blessing in everything. And if I haven't seen the blessing yet, I can say, thank you, God. I can't wait to see my blessing. Thank you, God, for everything that has come to this moment, every experience that has brought me to this present moment. Because I am really here now, ready to say, I am living my life in alignment with Spirit. I am here embodying this divine essence so that when people see me, they see the one. Because there's nothing else. living with an open heart, loving yourselves completely. No matter how many mistakes we have done in the past, this is a new beginning, a new moment, and in my humanity, I don't have to be perfect. Just show up fully to my life and say, here I am, God. Use me. Thank you. God bless you.
Elizabeth Longo, you are a blessing, girl. Do you know that you are blessed? I know that you are blessed. In spite of anything, in spite of everything, because you just heard the truth in this moment. There is infinite possibility of good. It's moving through you, it's moving as you. And Elizabeth, thank you for reminding us of this infinite field of blessings as we remember before going deeper that we are so blessed.
Entire universe is loving and supporting you in this moment. Feel the vibrancy of spirit within you and all around you. If you haven't done so already, I invite you to close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, just notice your breath. You are being lived. Divine intelligence is breathing in and through you as you. Thank you, sweet spirit, for this awareness. Take another deep breath, a cleansing, healing breath, all the way to the belly. And as you release, say, thank you, thank you, thank you. I let go and I let God. I let go and I let God be God in my life. And another breath guides you to the heart space. And you say, thank you, for the walls of separation have come down, crumbling down. My heart is open. The living, loving waters of spirit are rushing in and out. I am in the flow of gratitude. I am in the flow of life. And once again, we breathe to the heart, taking a moment to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the healings. Thank you for the awareness. Thank you for this day just as it is. Thank you for this moment. Thank you
for the chair that is supporting my physical body. Thank you for the awareness that I am so much more than a body. Thoughts, they come and they go. But who I am is infinite, spacious awareness, like the sky. Thank you for the awareness that clouds, they come, they go, as feelings come and go. And I am in the flow of the living, loving waters. And as you breathe again to your heart, you can visualize a beautiful lotus flower opening up petal by petal. And there's a beautiful light, the light that you are, welcoming you home, embracing you. I am home. I am home. I am home to love, to peace, to joy, to possibilities. And I am grateful. And this light now goes forth to every cell, every atom, every molecule of my physical body and beyond. There is no limit. In spirit, I am one with all there is. And breathe again and see this light going forth, filling this entire space. Going forth, filling the entire city and our country and our world. And you see this beautiful blue planet filled with peace, with light, with joy, a world working for all. And once again, we breathe, allowing ourselves to settle into the heart. And we know that this goodness is amplified, always coming back to us. Thank you, sweet spirit. And breathe, and let's just hold the silence for a moment as we listen. Listen. If there is anyone in need of a prayer, send them your love and light. God is the answer to all our prayers. And I am willing in this moment to keep my heart open. I am willing to be present. I am willing to be guided. Beloved presence, think through me. Speak through me. Feel through me. Live thy life through me. Notice how your heart is smiling, a beautiful smile. And we know that all is well here and now. And we say, thank you, and so it is.